Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, and I'm very excited
yeah.
to go to Hotline and welcome to the show. This is Kim Fields. How are you, Kim?
Good morning. How are you?
If I ever thought in a million years I'd be speaking to Tootie today, I'm so excited. You have no idea. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
It's a pleasure to be speaking with you guys. I absolutely love Tampa. We spent a summer there in 2012, and we just love it there.
What made you come here?
It was summer break, and our son is really into animals, and we spent a summer there where he went to camp at your aquarium and at Busch Gardens, and just had a fantastic time.
Good. This is great. I feel like we grew up together because I don't know how
me
old.
Too, honey, me too.
No, I mean, think of all the times we raced home from school, and I watch Facts of Life in the reruns. Isn't it weird? Usually, like when you have a show like that and you give it a good 5-year run and then it just goes off and maybe you could do another one. But man, they put you guys through it from the school to the attic room, the fire, then all of a sudden you're in a bakery and George Clooney's there and Cloris Leachman. I mean, they just kept breathing life into that show.
The fire.
Yeah, right. It was the fire. Wasn't there a fire and you guys had it was Tootie's fault, the fire,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, sir. You're going to make me wake my baby. Stop that.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Don't wake your baby.
But it was one of those shows where it was a fan favorite for years. 9 years that show ran.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was interesting because we weren't considered a critic's choice and not really regarded as one of the cornerstones for NBC during the 80s because we were always overshadowed by Cheers and Cosby and Family Ties.
And look how that all turned out. Look at Cosby now, right? Why didn't they focus their efforts on Tootie instead of Cosby? Let me tell you something. What Facts of Life introduced me to that I never heard of before with the show, and that was bongs. They had bongs on the show, and Tootie filled her bong with jelly beans. Right?
I remember that episode. I was 9 years old.
And they do they have to tell your parents, hey, we're going to introduce bongs to 9-year-old Tootie on this show?
You know, they probably did because they were very responsible producers, but it wasn't presented to me that way. It was just, here's your prop, and you just come in and, oh, okay.
Oh, that is so. You have to understand, as a young boy, this was my most exposure to women.
Right. You got the insight into, yeah.
Yeah. I had Bitchy Blair.
Mm-hmm.
I had young, cute Tootie. You had Porky Natalie. And you had Lesbian Joe.
The labels. Oh, my gosh, the labels. My goodness.
I know. I was being nice because, really, I wanted to say worse things. But that's the thing. And you know, who was the first one to lose their virginity? Was it Blair?
Natalie did on the show.
Oh, she did.
And I only remember that, because it was a big, big, big storyline. Yeah.
Who banged Natalie?
Joe.
No.
No, that's not right.
It wasn't Joe.
I have not had enough coffee to deal with you two this morning.
So we're talking to Kim Fields. So this is great because, honestly, I did watch this hell. I could probably, if you put it on right now, I could probably pick up the episode where it was.
Oh, yeah.
Then how uncomfortable was it when they brought Blair's weird cousin in?
She wasn't weird. She has cerebral palsy.
I know, but when you're 9 and all of a sudden they're like, here, we're going to bring this cerebral palsy lady in there. That's when you're a kid. That's weird. That's right. I know what you're saying. Anyway, then the other day, last week I'm on vacation a couple weeks ago. And I'm at Disney with my family, and I'm flipping through the channels, and there you are with Andy Cohen, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Yeah. It's Tootie on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and then that, okay, so it seemed to me, to the left of Andy was the cool chicks, and to the right one were the bitchy chicks. And they were, and there was one chick on the right who's got no credentials. She sure as hell wasn't no tootie, and she was trying to knock on you. And I love the way you stuck up for yourself.
Well, thank you. We had a wonderful social adventure last fall and into the early parts of this year doing the Real Housewives of Atlanta TV show. I love Andy. I've always been a fan of his. And so it was really a fun time in broad strokes. I'll say it like that. Mm. But a really interesting, you know, social adventure. And then that gave way to me dancing on Dancing with the Stars at this point.
Yeah, so that's going to be on. Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to plug that. That Dancing with the Stars is on tonight, where you could see Kim. She will be dancing at 9 o'clock on ABC. Always a huge ratings getter.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's really exciting to be a part of the show. This week we're dancing. I'm doing this hot, sizzling hot waltz to the classic These Arms of Mine by Otis Redding.
Mm.
And it's switch-up week, so I'm not dancing with my normal partner, the amazing Sasha. I'm dancing with Keo, a beautiful South African gentleman who has got such a great personality, and he's an awesome dancer and choreographer in his own right, and he's designed this this gorgeous, gorgeous piece of dance for us to do tonight. So it's going to be hot. It's going to be great.
Does your husband get nervous that you're all grinding up on this hot South African guy?
No, because he understands. First of all, my husband's also a singer, dancer, actor, performer, producer. So he gets it. He's in the industry, and he understands, you know, that this is a part of the process. And so he's actually, you know, the one that throughout this process has said to me things like, you really have to let go, stop being inhibited, you know, just give yourself that permission. And so he's been very supportive with it.
I don't know. I'm watching it now. I'm looking at clips, and that guy's got his shirt all the way open up to his belly button. I don't want my tootie rubbing up on his belly button, I can tell you that.
Well, I'm not rubbing on his belly button on this one. He's got a shirt on in our dance tonight, but it's still very, very hot. Other things are rubbed, but anyway, we won't you know, go any further than that. You'll have to watch it for a family show.
That's Dancing with the Stars tonight, ABC, 9 o'clock. Can I tell you something funny? That for some reason, I have a three-year-old daughter who a couple of months ago just decided, girls don't, you don't potty train girls. They just decide when it's time to go on the potty. And for some reason, she calls her lady parts her tootie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. And no relation. I didn't say it. I didn't go, hey. You
right,
should,
right.
Just, I think because it rhymes with booty.
Right.
She's got a booty and a tootie. That's the first time I ever heard of it. All right. Well, check out Kim. No, I mean, either. We started it. We started something now. In fact, I'm going to call our front tootie in the back, Natalie. check out Kim Fields tonight on Dancing with the Stars. You could vote for her, 800-868-3406. You want to keep Kim around on the show, make sure you go ahead and vote. I have to say it is a pleasure to speak with you, and I'm glad that you still are in the public eye and you're still appreciated by the people.
Thank you so much. Me too. It's such a blessing. Thanks so much, guys. Hi, Tampa. I love you.
We'll see you next time you come to check out the animals. Good luck tonight.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, babe.
Bye. Take it easy. There you go.
Natalie tootie. Lost her virginity first. Who's believing that?
I remember it now. I remember Natalie came home all sad, though. I thought Blair was ready to do it, and then she backed out, and then Natalie did it.
She seems like that's the type of girl that she was. She'd get you to
Natalie
the point.
Natalie or Blair?
No, Blair. Yeah. Where she'd get you to the point where you're like, hey, we're going to have sex now, right? And she's like, I got to get home. Miss Garrett's going to be waiting for
me. Right. So then the guy was like, what about you, Fatso? You want to jam? And Natalie was like, I guess so. Why do I imagine Natalie is doing it with her sweater on?
Yeah.
Nothing else, just the sweater.
Yeah. Oh, you know, it smells like cod.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
She's not a good look. Kim knew. Tootie knew. Yeah. Oh, what is that? Is that a reunion show? So there's Joe, there's Blair. Who is that? Yeah, who's that? That's Tootie.
That's
and there's Natalie.
Natalie's cousin with the
that you said. Is it?
Yeah, your medical diagnosis of, hey, she looked weird.
It is Jerry. But I didn't mean she looked weird. I didn't mean physically. She had several palsy. I meant that was just a weird.
I know, but
when
it's
you're
still
a kid And all of a sudden, they're like, everything's good. They got beautiful Blair and beautiful Joe and beautiful Tootie. And here you're going to bring in, hello, Blair. That kind of weird things out a little bit.
Here's a zombie. Trust me, they'll be real popular in 2010 or so.
And she was a stand-up comedian. That was her job.
Yeah. Wow.
She went out there and told jokes.
That's not uncomfortable.
Yeah, make you feel bad or you laugh on me.
Out of all them, Kim looks the best.
By the way,
look at Joe. She looks great.
By the way, Jerry, Blair's cousin, the stand-up comedian, she was the reason Josh Blue got into comedy.
Yeah, she was. It was his hero. He said.
Inspiration.
Also, so Jerry did Facts of Life in what, 80? Facts of Life had to be done by like 89, 88?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Okay, and then Jerry, the weird cousin, doesn't pop up again until 2000s on Deadwood.
Right.
I remember coming into work the next day and going, what am I so excited about on Deadwood? What was on Deadwood last night that made me blow my mind? And immediately the phone lines were up and they were like, Blair's cousin Jerry was on? How do they put that casting call out?
I don't know.
They, it wasn't like they were looking for somebody with cerebral palsy.
Yeah, weird looking people.
They were probably like, we need somebody with a weird trait, something to look odd. And then she was like, I'm available. Because it's only, all she did is she talks a little weird and she does the face thing.
So why was George Clooney on that show? Because I know he was on there for, it was like a season,
he
right?
He was like Mrs. Garrett's nephew or something like that.
He was on there and he was on Roseanne.
Yep. And he came to bang Blair,
right.
I think.
That's right. He ran the factory on Roseanne. Okay. Now I know.
Yeah. What did he do? I don't remember what he did on Facts of Life.
Just a hot-looking dude who lived in a house full of high school girls.
No. At that point, they were way out of high school. They lived in the bakery. They had the bakery downstairs, and they had the apartment in the back and upstairs, and he was like the handyman or something. I don't know. I don't remember. But there he is. Look.
By the way, Jerry Jewell.
Yep.
Actress, comedian, advocate, an award-winning author, performer, and motivational speaker, Jerry Jewell received worldwide recognition being the first person with a disability to be cast in a primetime series. Facts of
she
Life.
She was on like 3 episodes.
She was on there more than that, I think, wasn't she?
Didn't she start the fire?
Then she was on HBO's Deadwood.
And now she is.
And now she's
Deadwood.
On The Walking Dead.
No.
Yeah. No, yeah. She's on The Walking Dead. They're all based.
All the zombies?
Yes.
Are based on her. Look how handsome George Clooney was when he was on.
Still is. What do you mean was?
I saw him on CNN yesterday. Did you see that they were protesting outside his house? The Bernie Sanders people and the Donald Trump people. No, it was great because he tried to talk to one of the protesters and there was a video of them having a confrontation. So CNN said, hey, at one point you went out and talked to the guy. What did you say? He goes, they were protesting and I wanted to talk to them. He goes, I figured they didn't have the opportunity to talk to me. So I went out and I tried to have a conversation with the guy. And the guy from CNN goes, what did he say? He goes, well, first he said that I was nothing but a corporate shill. And he said, and anybody that knows me know that couldn't be the furthest thing from the truth. And he said, and the second thing was that I was a terrible Batman, at which point I had to agree with him. He goes, oh, you got me on that one.
So Jerry was on Walking Dead because she's one of the zombies. And they tried to incorporate her stand-up comedy into it.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the scene?
No, I did not.
She comes up, she goes, knock, knock.
Who's there? I'm a who?
I'm going to bite your face off. it was only one scene.
I should have done more. Can you imagine if one of the zombies turned out to be a comedian?
I'm not going on the set. Why not? Tootie's black.
What? Oh, my God.
What is going on? That's terrible.
What a
badly
racist.
Too ugly.
Let me see that picture of George Clooney in the red shirt, Carmen. Yeah. Look at that hair.
Wow.
Holy. Do you think he banged any of the Facts of Life girls?
Yeah, probably Joan
Jerry?
Blair.
Oh, Joan Blair?
Yeah, Joan Blair at the same time.
Oh.
And Joe did stuff with Blair, too. Blair was like, Blair's like, Carmen, I'll let you do stuff to me, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And Tootie was like roller skating in. She was like, what's up? Let's put some jelly beans in here. See what's going on.
Hey, Natalie, maybe we should try this.
Yeah.
Gross.
Natalie's like, I'm just going to get a sandwich. I don't care.
You do it while I'm eating the sandwich. That's Natalie used to say.
Oh,
that was her line. Gross.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.